The Salt River Project provides both electricity and water to more than 2 million residents of the valley. And last year, it introduced an ambitious plan to reduce carbon emissions 62% by the year 2035. But some members of SRP's board want the company to do more and do it faster. As KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, they're hoping to get more allies on SRP's board in next month's election.
Kathy Moore Almeida of Mesa is a candidate for the SRP board. Back in February, she was going door to door to talk to potential voters.
You're actually of the entire body of customers of SRP. There's only 40% that can vote, and you're in that 40%.
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And you're the actual property owner here?
Yeah.
Because you actually have to own property in order to vote in our election.
Yeah.
Renters don't get to vote in our election, so that's one of the important things.
Moore Almeida and Randy Miller talked to homeowner Ryan Arias about rooftop solar panels. Arias has a coworker who installed them but has to worry about demand charges from SRP.
And he's like, if he runs the hot water heater in the morning, he gets hammered.
Exactly. That's why we're on the board to try to change that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Change that, okay.
Miller is currently on the SRP board. He's not up for re-election this year, but working to help a slate of like-minded candidates. These folks want more rooftop solar in the SRP service area. Moore Almeida, a psychotherapist, says rooftop solar would be more affordable if SRP changed its fees and rate plan.
I'd like to see, you know, significantly more solar panels on people's houses, including my own. In order to do that, it's got to be economically viable, and right now it's not, unless you're ASU or other big businesses.
Moore Almeida's opponent is incumbent Robert Arnett. He's a business owner in Mesa. Arnett is often an ally of the Solar Caucus on SRP's board, just not every single time. He says he believes in rooftop solar, too.
I'm for rooftop solar, but I'm for it in a manner that allows other people to have choices as well.
Arnett says if SRP incentivizes rooftop solar, then rates might have to rise for other customers. He wants to find a middle ground. And in the meantime, Arnett points to the success SRP has had with utility-scale solar, big projects where the panels can track the sun as it moves.
And when I hear people say, we want to ensure a future for our children, then I say we're doing it. We're putting on 1,000 more megawatts of utility-scale solar. And that is reducing our carbon footprint faster than anything else we could do.
Arnett likes that the SRP board has a mix of solar advocates, legacy farmers with water expertise, and business owners like him. He thinks the utility is moving in the right direction. Solar advocate and board member Paul Hurt agrees there has been improvement. He ran and won a seat 4 years ago and is stepping down because he's moving.
Both the majority of board members and now our leadership in management are simply not denying climate change and are embracing our obligation, our moral obligation, to do something to reduce CO2 emissions.
Hurt thinks SRP should now aggressively push to help people combine solar panels with residential batteries. He says that would drop electricity demand during peak periods and create a more distributed, resilient energy grid. Some longtime board members think the recent push for solar has been good. Jack White has been on SRP's board for 18 years, and before that was on staff.
The emphasis on solar has, I think, helped us move along.
But White sees resiliency differently, that natural gas will be necessary to keep SRP's service reliable.
I'm seeing now where the folks seem to understand that, in fact, that obligation to serve in the long-term generation plans, it's not going to be just solar.
White isn't up for re-election this cycle.
Any other questions?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, have a great day.
You too.
Yep.
Solar advocates like Randy Miller also have to remind people to request a ballot. That's because SRP elections are run separately from state and local government contests.
So, you know, just convincing them that there's an election, that they really do need to request their ballot, it's very difficult to get through the process.
People wanting to vote in the SRP election can see if they're eligible by going to SRP's website. The deadline to request an early ballot is Friday at 5 p.m. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News.